Zach and ladies, and it is not me up here today. Today I have a great pleasure of introducing the Greater Pueblo FCA Director, that's Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Forrest Rawl, and he can correct me if I pronounced his last name wrong. I'm used to having mine pronounced wrong. But today is Missions Emphasis Sunday. Last year we tried Missions Month, and that got a little too much too quick, and so this year we're doing a Mission Sunday once a quarter, and we are keeping it very local today and having Forrest come and share his heart for what God has called him to do as the director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Pueblo, not just ministering to athletes on CSUP's campus, but athletes across all of our high schools as well in helping them connect to the local church. And so it's with great pleasure that I'm going to invite Forrest up here in just a minute, and he'll share a bit more about who he is, who this brood is with him. Forrest, I shared with you that I'm one of 12. My parents were told they had a tribe for a family, so you can take that term and you can have a tribe for your family. But it is a pleasure to have Forrest and his family in worship with us this morning to see how we can partner with FCA moving forward and reach young men and women for the kingdom and get them plugged into the local church. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a brief video here on the screen of about FCA, and then Forrest is going to come up and share with us for the time this morning.
In the book of John in the Bible, in John chapter 3, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave us a gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish on the road of death, but would have life forever." Give it up for Jesus!
Each other. As we walk this thing out in real life and in real time, we walk our faith out in real life, real time, we need each other. Yes? It's important to be a part of a body of believers.
Aberdeen Baptist Church, good morning. It is so good to be with you guys this morning. Man, we are stoked and excited to be in this direction. Thank you for allowing us, Pastor Brett, to come and share the vision, the dream of what God is doing in this community. Man, I want to let you guys know that God is alive and well. And I just want to let you know that, man, it's never been a better time in the history of the world to preach the gospel. I mean, we're seeing students come to know Jesus Christ left and right. It has been awesome to see what God is doing. And, man, there's great, great days ahead, no doubt about it. I am excited to share a little bit about this dream and vision with you. Let me kind of connect some dots in this direction. I want to acknowledge the giants that have come before us. Man, if you don't know about Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I won't act as though everybody does, but in 1954, there was a group of leaders that met in Estes Park in the Colorado Rockies, right up the road. And man, they got together, and there was a group of athletes and coaches that pulled together, and that's where Fellowship of Christian Athletes was born. And in 1984, nearly, so that was 30 years later, it came to Pueblo through a man named Danny DeRose, brought FCA to Pueblo, Colorado. He and his brother Mike and some others, and man, they carried on the tradition. It was birthed here in that direction. And then since then, there's been so many people that have carried the legacy out. Kirk Kochenberger might be a name that you would recognize. Tim Brotherton would be another name that you may or may not recognize. Chance Rodriguez and so many others on the shoulders of volunteers and giants that have stepped to the plate and have walked this thing out in real life and in real time. And man, we get to carry the next leg of the race, the baton for the next leg of the race in this concept of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and we're excited to do so. My team is over here. We've got a couple put away in Kids Church, but team, if you would stand up, this is my family, my wife, and we have not one, not two. How many just want to take a gander and a guess of how many kids we have? No? Okay, 10. We have 10. We have 10 kiddos, and you'll see kind of a dated picture here on the screen, but it's a family photo nonetheless. That's one of our favorite places in all the world, and that is just down the street at Lake Pueblo, Pueblo Reservoir. And man, I'll tell you, it's fun to do life and to do ministry as a team and as a crew. And we get the opportunity and the privilege, and you'll hear quite a bit more about my story and how this has all kind of come to be and come to pass. So I'll give you some of those details in a moment. But you need to know this. I'm Pueblo through and through. Any Pueblo natives in the house, born and raised? Loving it, loving it, loving it. What's the first question you ask somebody when you find out they're from Pueblo? It's the first question. What school did you go to? And you don't care about what college. It's about what high school did you go to, right? And man, I stand before you proud as a Centennial Bulldog, right? And we got some Bulldogs in the house. It's good. And now this is like a love-hate relationship. My wife from the opposite side of the tracks, okay? She's on the other side of the street, if you will, on the other side of the river. And she was a Central graduate, Central High School, okay? That needs no applause. She's spectacular, but it is true. Opposites attract. And in our case, when they do, they make lots of babies. But man, we are proud to be from Pueblo, man, excited about this community. That's the first question that you always get asked is what school? The second is what year did you graduate? I'll leave that one as a mystery, okay? Moving right along, let me dive into some of the vision, mission, and strategy of FCA. The vision, to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes. The mission, to lead every student and every athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. The strategy that we use to implement and achieve this goal and this vision, this mission, is the E3 strategy. It's to engage, equip, and empower coaches and athletes to know Christ and to grow in their relationship with him and invite others to do the same. Man, this is an organization that is not flash in the pan. It's been around the block. This is a mission that we're a part of that is not created yesterday. This is something that is tried and true. And we're seeing God use it in amazing ways in this community. And man, the legacy of FCA continues on. We have a great team. Let me brag for just a quick moment on the team that God has given us. We have in an administrative assistant role, Kristen Hodges. She's been serving for 3 years in that capacity. Kelsey Rodriguez has been serving as an ambassador at CSU Pueblo for nearly 6 years. Coach Monty Pinkerton is one of our coaches to coaches, right? He's a coach to the coaches, and that's an amazing role, and he's been in his capacity for 2.5 years. We have some interns at the college. We have Mary Scoggins, who is actually a heptathlete right now, and she's serving as an intern at CSU Pueblo. doing amazing stuff. And then we have Cole Harrison, who is kind of a right-hand man to me. And, man, he's been a great young man to work with, and he's been serving as an area rep in this direction in a part-time capacity. We can't do what we are called to do, and that's to go after every coach, every athlete, but I would even stretch that and say, you know what, here's the big goal, the big vision. We want every student, every single student in Pueblo and Greater Pueblo to hear a clear gospel presentation before they graduate high school. That's every to me. You know, I know that we work in this focus of coaches and athletes, but man, we're looking even outside of that box going, you know what, man, we have a heart to see every. Speaking to that, man, we have a heart to work with churches. It's passion. It's vision of mine to see the church body come together in unity. And man, just this last week, we got to see a part of that. As the area director for FCA, I help lead a youth pastors network. And so we got to bring youth pastors together for a brunch and just pour into youth pastors. It wasn't about FCA. Wasn't about an event. Wasn't about planning something. It was about loving on people. People who are in the trench doing hard work on the day-to-day, trying their very best to reach the American teenager. We're unable to do what God has called us to do, to accomplish what God has called us to accomplish without the body of Christ. Hear me and hear me well, man. We need the church. We're going after every student in this community. And the only way that we can accomplish that task is in partnership with the churches. We're also going to go and do our very best to connect students. We see FCA as this. We want to help connect the church to the campus through the ministry of FCA. That means we want to roll out the red carpet so that we could have greater influence on middle school, high school, and college campuses in the greater Pueblo area. But we also want to connect those students from those schools to the church through the ministry of FCA. We kind of see ourselves as a middleman, if you will. It's a little touch point of helping connect the church to the campus, but also connecting those students to churches. We feel as though true discipleship takes place within this church and churches just like yours. So let me acknowledge, you know, those youth pastors and those rock stars that are in our community. Man, we want to see them involved in what God is providing. They want an open door to the campus, the greatest mission field, if I dare say that, the greatest mission field in all the world. It's right down the street in our public school campuses. And we're able to engage youth pastors who are not only talented, they're not only gifted, but they're called. They're called by God, positioned for such a time as this. And we want to do our very best to connect with them and set them up for success as we go after the American teenager for Jesus. It's good stuff, good times. Right now, I want you to know that where we serve currently is upwards of about 1,000 students on a weekly basis. Under the ministry of FCA, we're reaching on a weekly basis upwards of 1,000 students every single week with a message about Jesus, a biblical message that is brought to them. We have 50-plus volunteers that are working in the trench to help see that succeed and make that happen. Every middle school and every high school right now is covered in the greater Pueblo area. We've got a good number of middle schools, but it's not every. We need every, right? So we got some work to do. Our college campus is doing really well at CSU Pueblo. We need some college ministry happening over here at PCC. There's some needs. There's some opportunities. There's some growth that needs to take place in what we're trying to do and how we're trying to do it. Let me tell you where we are currently. We would love to invite, let just tell you what's on the horizon, I should say. On the horizon, we've got a banquet coming up on April 10th. We'd love for you to come be a part of that. This is a great support even this morning just to come and share what God is doing in this direction. But man, you're going to hear a little bit more. You'll hear some stories. You'll see some people, some different faces of what God is doing through the ministry of FCA at our annual banquet. We've got summer months coming up just around the corner, and they're coming fast. All right. How many of you know time goes quick? Yeah. And you wake up, and here we are at the end of March already in 2026. I can't believe it. It has happened so dramatically and so quickly, and here we stand in this place, and it's nuts. And so summer camps are happening, and you know what happens for us in the summer? Five camps. We've got five camps happening for the summer. We have a hockey camp, a surf school. All right, surf school. You heard me right. Lake Pueblo, we're going to do a surf school behind a wake surfing boat, and we're going to introduce students to Jesus. It's going to be amazing. All right, we have a state camp that's happening at CSU Pueblo where we're going to see hundreds of high school athletes in that environment being coached, being challenged to grow in their skill, talent, and ability, no doubt, but also grow in their relationship with Jesus. We've got a rodeo camp. You're looking at me going, man, the only thing rodeo about this dude is his boots. Okay? And you can see that. You hear that. But listen, we got a passion to reach every. And so we've partnered with some amazing pastors, amazing missionaries, amazing ministries that have to do with rodeo. Hello? And we have a conversation right now where we just got some green lights happening over at Colorado State Fair. And we're going to house kids there for a four-day, three-night camp. We're going to put them up in the dorm. I didn't even know there was dorms there, right? We're finding out some cool stuff is coming around the corner. But man, each and every night, we're going to tell them about Jesus, and it's going to be an awesome opportunity to see what God does in that environment. We've got power camps happening towards the end of July and so many other things. I don't even want to overwhelm you with too much information, but I will show you a little video. This is our 48-second promo on Proven, our camp theme this year. Check it out. Good. See, it's going to be a fun summer. We're expecting God to do some amazing things. Let me fast forward to the fall real quick. Man, we've got some leagues happening. We're going to change the game in Pueblo as we know it. I'm so excited, and I won't bore you with all the details, but I'm telling you right now, we're going to change the game in Pueblo as we know it. You know why? Because we're going to start FCA sports leagues for kids, 6 to 12-year-old kids. It's been said by Cass Chasm that it's a race to the heart of the child, and he who gets there first wins. And you know what? We're going to do everything we can to get there first with the cross, first with faith. Hello? And we want it to be the greatest, a parent's best option when they're thinking about their little guys, 6 to 12-year-old kids, saying, hey, you know what? Where do we put them? Where do we take them? We need them to be in flag football. We need them to be in basketball. We want a good quality league for volleyball and soccer and baseball. How do we do it? We're going to start opening up the box coming in the fall of 2026 with flag football. And man, we're excited to see what God is going to do and move in the realm of FCA sports leagues. So I say all that to say this. We do have a QR code that we would love to get to know you a little bit better. You can take out your phone right now. This is not offensive. Please take out your phone. I would be encouraged if you took your phone out and just directed it to that screen real quick. Do you know how to do this? I had to help a guy yesterday at a men's breakfast. His name was Les, and he was up there in years. couldn't hear too good. I said, Les, you got to get your phone out, buddy, and you got to open it up. He goes, I don't know how to do anything but make phone calls. I said, open it up to your photos. He didn't know how. I had to teach him how to open his photos, and then we scanned a QR code just like this. So open it up to photos. You can scan this QR code, and it'll give you all the information that you need to be in order to stay connected to what God is doing through FCA. We would love for you to take that opportunity to take advantage of that. Get us, let us know you a little bit better, and we will keep you up to speed in what God is doing through the ministry of FCA. There's also a table there in the back. So on your way out today, if you would like to snag some information, we have a few things there. We've got a wristband. We've got some stickers that we've brought, as well as this is the only FCA Bible that's going out today. But we have some FCA Bible studies that are really dynamic for kids. And I wanted to honor your pastor, Pastor Brett, if you could come and receive this gift. Man, I thank you once again for being the man of God that you are and inviting us to come be with you today. Give it up for you, Pastor. So I know I have been tasked with the concept and the challenge of bringing God's word today, and I want to get there here in just one quick moment. Let me tell you what we need from Aberdeen Baptist Church. One, we need your prayer partnership. We need you to pray. We need you to not only be aware of what God is doing, but pray for what God is doing through the ministry of FCA. Number two, we need financial support. We are missionaries. My staff, myself, anybody that's involved in what we do, we all raise our own support to do what God has called us to do. And that only happens because we have great churches, great moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunties, and uncles that believe in what we're doing in reaching students for Jesus. And so, man, I want you to know that, man, we're here. You're a part of that. And, man, we want to invite you to come alongside of us in that journey and say thank you for previous gifts and sponsorships, et cetera, of what you've done to support FCA in the past. And we would ask that you would continue that in the future. Last but not least, boots on the ground. Maybe you still got a little gas in the tank. You still got some juice going and you want to get involved. You want to be a volunteer with us. Man, we want to encourage you. Get involved. Let's be boots on the ground. Maybe there would be some things and some avenues coming up where we could have you help us this summer in one of those five camp opportunities. Maybe there'd be some opportunity to help us with some banquet setup, breakdown, etc. If you want to be boots on the ground and help serve the ministry of FCA, we would love that as well. Thank you again for helping us fulfill the mission of God in our life. Let me walk you into this concept today. We're going to look at a passage of scripture found in Ephesians chapter 6. It's a passage of scripture that everybody's familiar with. It's the armor of God, the full armor of God. Before we get there, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I love that. I like that. And I want you to know that that's my heart. I want to see my kids serving Jesus. I want to see my house serving the Lord. I don't know what God has in store for each and every one of my kiddos as far as where they'll be, what they're going to be doing. But you know what we want? We want them to fulfill the mission of God in their life. We want them to fulfill the mission of God in their life. It's so key of what we're trying to accomplish. So we try to set ourselves up in an environment where we're helping students dream and dream big. That not only speaks to what we want in our house, but for the students that we have the opportunity to minister to and with. Let me give you a nutshell version because you're probably looking at me still a little bit cross-eyed going, who is this guy? Where is he coming from, etc. You know, a sneak peek, let me give you just a 90-second version of who I am and where I'm coming from. Pueblo, born and raised. My parents, though, they were hippies. You're going, okay, that makes so much sense right now. Okay, it's all clicking. They gave their heart to Jesus in the Jesus Revolution. My mom and dad lived in California, and they were hippies, and they gave their heart to Jesus through a revival movement, the Jesus Revolution. My mom came to know Jesus through Greg Laurie, who preached the gospel and still continues to preach the gospel today. Chuck Smith, Lonnie Frisbee, all those guys who are part of Jesus Revolution. My mom was baptized. Have you ever seen that movie, Jesus Revolution? Anybody? It's really something. And my mom, you know, came to know Jesus in that direction. My dad shortly thereafter. Fast forward a few years, then I came to be. So I didn't grow up in a party lifestyle. I grew up in church. Every time the doors were open, we were there. And we grew up in church. We grew up studying the Bible. We grew up praying. We grew up, you know, doing what church teaches you to do. And for me as a kid, I go, man, that was it's kind of interesting. But I'll tell you what, at 10 years old, God got a hold of my heart, my life. Fast forward, 16 years old, I'm chasing Jesus. I'm trying to develop my relationship with him. And God calls me into full-time ministry. 16 years old, I knew that this is where God was going to have me. Graduated high school many moons ago. Went to Bible University in Waxahachie, Texas. And 4 years later, I graduated from that university and came back to Pueblo, Colorado, right? My love, my passion, my city. And I had the privilege of serving in this community as a youth pastor for nearly a decade when the Lord threw me a curveball and said, I want you to become a Youth Alive missionary. And that's an opportunity to travel Colorado, Utah, larger scale, and connect the church to the campus, which we did for nearly 15 years. And it was amazing. And then God threw us another curveball. I've only had two in my life, but this was a curveball. And it was this role here as the FCA area director. And I'll kind of get in some of those nuts and bolts here in a moment. But I'll tell you, man, it's been a journey. It's been awesome to see what God is doing and how he's doing it. And so for my life, you know, I was that kid that was growing up. And to be very truthful, to be very honest, I was a kid that went to church because that's what we did. I didn't really connect to the things of God. I was, and I know that's somewhat interesting, but I was just a little guy. And I was like, you know what? This is kind of a waste of time. I don't want to be at church. I want to be home eating a big bowl of cereal watching the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I'm at church. And church meant I got to get up early. I got to shower. I got to wear my nice clothes. I got to comb my hair. I got to get everything in order. And then I got to go to church so that I could hear a band play some music, a preacher preach, and an altar response time is given. Come on, what are we doing, right? Didn't click with me, didn't make much sense with me. I must have heard the gospel preached 100 or 200 times. And I was like, you know what? I just don't quite understand it. I just don't quite get it. But then one day, my Royal Ranger commander, Royal Rangers is like Christian Boy Scouts, stood in front of us, and we were all on one little knee like this. We were all on a knee. As Martin, Commander Martin was talking to us, and he says, you know, powwow. Powwow, what is this guy talking about? What is that? I don't even, is he speaking another language? What is this? Powwow. He goes, powwow is a camp. It's an opportunity to go to camp, wrestle with your friends, sleep in a tent, shoot a bow and arrow, throw a hatchet, you know, and not have to take a shower for the whole week. And you're like, yes. As a 10-year-old little dude, you're like pumped about that. And so there you go. You know what you do? You sign up, you go to camp, and one thing leads to another, and you go through the stuff. And, man, I'm going, you know what, Commander Martin, he's on point. Everything he promised is happening. Like, I'm right here right now hanging out with my buddies. We don't have, you know, anybody breathing down our neck. We're able to do this, that, and the other, wrestle with my friends, throw a hatchet, shoot a bow and arrow, the whole ball of wax. This is good stuff. And then at night, You know what happened? Church. What is this guy? I was caught off guard. I was like, are you kidding me? You never once in your promotion, Commander Martin, ever talked about church. You talked about all these fun things, and now I'm here, and now you want me to go to church. And of course, you go to church, and I'm bumming out, and I'm sitting out there on this outdoor amphitheater on this little log in the back center section, me and my buddy, and we're just kind of bumming out. And what happens? Band plays, preacher preaches, altar responses is given, people respond. I'm over it, okay? Been there, done that. Got way too much going. I mean, I'm not here for this. Next thing you know, everybody's down. Everybody's responded except for me and my buddy. And we're just sitting there like two little bumps on the log. And we start to kind of poke fun, make fun of what God is doing with all these other kids, you know. As they just heard a message about the cross. As they just heard about God's love and, you know, how our sin divides us from God. And they just heard this message about how Jesus came, died, and rose again. They just heard this idea of, you know what, you can make him the Lord of your life. Everybody's responding except for us. We're like, nah, we ain't having it. One thing leads to another. And about 4, 5, 6 minutes go by, and we feel conviction, really. Conviction of the Holy Spirit, but it's kind of like it's more like a curiosity inside of us. Like, we can just hang out, you know, we could play the game, I guess, whatever. We don't want to be the only knuckleheads out here, you know, not responding. So we get up and we walk down, and man, I encountered Jesus. I encountered the one that hung the stars and the moon in their place. It was a moment in my life where I was radically changed, because everything that I had heard preached was now became real inside of me. It was no longer a game. It was no longer a gimmick. It was no longer a church obligation, but it was the real deal. And it was like the Holy Spirit had a megaphone to my ears saying, man, listen, I love you. I created you. I formed you. I put you together in your mother's womb, just as Scripture says. I love you. I care for you. I have a plan and a purpose for you. I'm passionate about you. I'm not mad at you, but I'm mad about you. And I want to know you in a special, personable, intimate way. And it was like the Holy Spirit was just rattling my cage. And I walked away from that moment understanding that Jesus was alive and well. And you know the rest of the story. Many years later, called into ministry. Shortly thereafter, Bible University, walking it out, full-time ministry. And now I come to your church, 25 years in full-time youth ministry, going, hey, there's still gas in the tank. There's still enthusiasm. There's still passion for what God has called me to. And I'm so excited about this next journey as the FCA area director. It's an exciting place to be to see what God is doing. I say all that to say this, that we're committed to help churches just like yours in these three simple ways found in Ephesians chapter 6. If you would, go ahead and stand to your feet for the reading of God's word. And I promise you, this message is short, okay? You're thinking, this dude's going to rap all day. He's going to talk all day. I'm not, I promise. So go ahead, stand to your feet. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10, it says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of this unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. Verse 13 says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground. Put on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. for the shoes. Put on the peace that comes from the good news that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on the helmet of salvation and take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In verse 18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times and in every occasion. Stay alert, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Amen. You may be seated. Let me point out three simple concepts in this text that will help you and will help me live out our faith in this day and age. The very first one is get up. Everybody say get up. When you get up in the morning, you become aware of your surroundings, yes? But when you're asleep, you're not really aware. Hello? You don't know what's going on, you know? Some of the scariest times in my life is when I'm sound asleep in bed and I wake up and there's a 2-year-old right in my face. I go, whoa. All right, I did not have any awareness of this moment. But, man, when you are awake, you become aware. We need to get up as a church. We need to wake up as a church. We need to understand and become aware that this is real spiritual battle that's happening all around us. This is not just flesh and bone. This is not just flesh and bone. Does that make sense? This is a battle that is in the spiritual realm. We need to recognize the depth of the battle. It's not just flesh and blood, but it is so much more than that. John 10:10 says, for the devil's come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give life and life to its fullest. We need to understand that real quick. We need to recognize and realize that, man, the devil has a plan for our kids, but yet so does Jesus, right? And the devil's plan is to steal, kill, and destroy, take them down a rotten road, and to have them throw their life away. But God's come to give life and life to its fullest, and we need to take advantage of that. We need to bring that message of the cross to students in this day, in this hour. We need to get up, and we need to become aware of what's happening. Second thing I'll point out in this text, as for us as believers and as a church, we need to get dressed. Everybody say, get dressed. Thank God we all got out of bed this morning and got dressed. Amen? Amen. Okay. Well, there's a preparedness, right, that takes place. You didn't just roll out of bed and come to church, but you rolled out of bed and you got dressed. You got prepared for this journey. In this text, we see this where, man, God's calling us to, or we're being challenged by the Apostle Paul to put on every piece of armor, right? I want you to put on the belt of truth, put on that breastplate of righteousness, grab that shield of faith, put on the helmet of salvation, shod your feet with the gospel of the preparation of peace. I need you to grab that sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and get ready to go to work. Hello? And there's a preparedness. You and I could do this every single day of our life. We could do that every single day. As we're doing it physically, we could also be doing it spiritually. Right? Saying, God, here I am. Help me today. I have been in need of Jesus. And I've recognized my need for Him more and more and more and more. I find myself waking up and I go, I need you, God. I need you. There's a lot of irons in the fire. There's a lot of dream. There's a lot of goal. I need you, God. Hello? I need you. I need you. We need to get up. We need to get dressed, which brings this idea of being prepared to the table. Last but not least, we need to go to war. We need to go win. Scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Stay alert. Be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. You know what that means? It means Pastor Brett needs your prayers. That means Stephanie needs your prayers. That means your Sunday school teacher needs your prayers. Your friend down the street needs your prayers. The elders in this church need your prayers. Those that are teaching and preaching the word of God, they need your prayers. Those that are being bold and trying to share their faith in real life, real time, they need your prayers. Hello? The body of Christ needs your prayers. They need your prayers. And when we can pray for each other and we can take a look at this thing outside of our own selves and step back and say, it's bigger than me, everything changes. We can go win. There's a will. There's got to be a willingness to go win. There has to be a willingness in the body of Christ. We have to be willing to do what God has called us to do. Debbie, when I showed up this morning and you were there in the back and you were greeting people and you had that smile on your face and you said, man, can I get you one or two cupcakes? That was nice, right? But there's a willingness to show up early. Right? There's a willingness to put in some work. There's a willingness to say, you know what? I want to be a part of kingdom business. As a church today, I just want to remind us. As believers today, I just want to remind us, get up, get dressed, and go win. Let me pray a prayer of blessing over you as a church, and then we'll invite Pastor to come and to close our time together. But I want to tell you this in closing, that man, what God has done for me, I feel as though he can and wants and will do for many other teenagers. Me as that little snot-nosed kid, 10 years old, being drugged to church all the time, not making much sense, but it clicked. And one day the gospel became real to me, as his Holy Spirit gave revelation to that in my life. And you know what? God wants to do that. He wants to awaken this student generation to the things of God. And I'm stoked. I'm not just telling you stories about, hey, it's exciting, it's this. I'm telling you the truth, that Fields of Faith on that video that you watched earlier, there were hundreds of students that came to know Jesus Christ that night at Thunderbolt Stadium at CSU Pueblo. And you know what? We're barely scratching the surface. There are great days ahead. Let me pray for you. Father, thank you so much for Aberdeen Baptist Church. Thank you for our time here together. Thank you for their heart, their passion for mission. God, I pray that you'd bless them. I pray that you would take them as a church and me as a believer today and just remind us, one, that we're a part of your kingdom. And that's with a big K, capital K kingdom. It's far more important than FCA. It's far more important than Aberdeen Baptist Church. It's the big K kingdom that we're a part of. And Lord, we consider that an honor and a privilege. Lord, I pray that you would help us as believers today to get up, get dressed, and go win for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Forrest, and thank you for having your family here today. Forrest will be back at the resource table for anyone that has questions for him about how we can better partner with them. But it is my desire for our church family to partner with FCA in the coming year and years to bring student athletes and coaches to know the Lord. I know many of you in this room have grandchildren who are athletes, not just here in Pueblo, but across this state, that you as their grandparents desire for them to know the Lord. And FCA is a great ministry opportunity for us to join with to be able to do that. So Forrest is at the back at the table. Don't be a stranger. Say hi to him. Thank him for being here. But it was a joy to have him here to share his heart. But Zach and the ladies are going to lead us in a song. You can respond. I'll be in the very back if you want to pray. But that's where I'm at. Zach, over to you.
Let's stand together. The message today about God's faithfulness through the ages and what he is continuing to do. And let us just sing about his faithfulness.